News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Sea swimmers, listen up. Fulch Ireland is today announcing a €20 million investment to build new facilities at beaches and lakes for surfers, swimmers and in more than 20 locations around the country. These staffed facilities will see hot showers, dressing rooms and briefing rooms available for sea activities. And for more on all of this, we're joined now by Fiona Monaghan, who is Head of Product Development in the Activities Division of Fulch Ireland. Fiona, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about you actually building little huts, or are we talking about those things we've seen on beaches and Spain and things, those kind of stainless steel pipes that pump out hot water that you can stand under before you leave the beach? What type of facilities are we going to see?
Well, good morning, and I'm delighted to be able to share with you details of this very exciting investment. The facilities are all-weather facilities, so they're going to be unlike anything we currently have in Ireland, and there'll be a combination of what people may be used to seeing from around the world. Basically, there will be enclosed, there will be an enclosed section to the building, but it will be open on many sides. It will contain a number of showers, toilets, secure lockers and storage so people can leave their personal belongings while they're participating in their water-based activity. There will be an orientation area for visitors to the area who may not be familiar will understand what other things there are to do and see. And there will also be a space where local activity providers can meet their clients, induct them before they take to the water in their safety briefings, and just give them an idea of what the experience is going to be like.
Okay, so actual meeting rooms.
They're
and
actually
things.
Physical buildings. Okay. Well, it's an outside meeting room, so there'll be, as I would say, there'll be a roof on the building, a grass roof, but it will be open on many sides, so there'll be still enough protection from the elements so that when you're changing on a wild day on the west of Ireland that you won't be freezing, or you won't be as cold,
and
you will have that hot shower at the end of it.
The two things people will want to know is, are they going to have to pay for the use of these facilities, and also where are they going to be?
Right, well, the big reveal will come later today when Minister Martin makes the initial announcement on the multi-million investment. But there's going to be 22 locations initially, around 13 counties. And these will be at a mix of beaches, as one would expect, but also along the inland waterways, canals, and a mix of both urban and rural. So there'll be some surprises in the locations when they're announced later today. There will be a nominal fee for what we would call the high-end element. So if you decide you do want to have that hot shower, there will be a nominal fee, but that will only go towards the upkeep and the maintenance of the building, which will be built by the local authorities, and they are committing to maintaining them. And I think as we've really seen a massive upsurge of people taking to the waterways in the last 12 months in particular, and anyone that's fortunate enough to have a body of water within their 5K, it has become the hottest place in the country to be meeting or enjoying your activity.
Yeah.
So they do recognise that these have to be maintained to the highest of standards, that visitors and locals, we will be expecting a very high quality and standard, and this will be the success of these buildings.
Good stuff.
And they'll be instantly recognisable. So if you happen to visit one in a particular location, when you're on your travels around the country, or a visitor will automatically know, there's one of those fabulous activity buildings, and they'll be guaranteed their hot showers, their safe, secure locker, and their washdown facility for their equipment.
A nice bit of positive news for the people taking to the rivers and the seas all around the country. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Fiona Monaghan there, Head of Product Development in the Activities Division of Fulch Ireland.